Let's get into our stoner finally submitted a movie review on the new Spider-Man Homecoming movie, and this is a second reboot of Peter Parker, Tom Holland, British dude. He's actually closer in age to what Peter Parker is supposed to be because he's 21. Tobey Maguire and everybody else were like in their mid-20s when they were doing it. Iron Man and Captain America make cameos in this one. And Michael Keaton is the villain, is the Vulture.
The world's changing, boys.
It's time we change, too.
This is my chance to prove myself.
We have a Spanish quiz.
You gotta get better at this part of the job.
I don't understand. No! Oh, I'm intimidated.
All right, and our stoner saw it last night. Took him forever to submit his review. Here's what he thought of it. Oh.
Not the stoner.
That's my son's review of it. He's not yet two. Let's see if the stoner has something different to say.
I've seen so many of the Spider-Mans now, and I don't know which one I would have gone call my favorite. I'd have to say, this new Homecoming one, I love how it fits in the Avengers universe, and where they take it is so great. They got my old original Batman. They got Michael Keaton to come back in and play a guy that's like a bird, like a Birdman. It's just great. I love what they brought everything with this one. They had Tony Stark in it, and I can't believe it was a great story. It shows Peter Parker in high school again. He looks like he's in high school again. It was really, really enjoyable watching this movie. Definitely got a couple of bong rips. Yep, gotta say a couple bong rips and a couple of joints for this one because it wasn't boring. It wasn't drawn out. So it did exactly what it needed to do. Left me wanting more.
Is he taking more hits?
More hits, I think.
What is he doing?
Do critics agree with our stoner?
Critics love this movie. They're saying 93%. It does whatever a second reboot can, delivering a colorful, fun adventure that fits snugly in the sprawling MCU without getting bogged down in franchise building. And the audience loves it too, 92%.
I don't know how to interpret my kids' review of it. Spider-Man Jump. Yes, but is that good or bad?
I didn't even get that.
How can you not clearly tell that he is saying Spider-Man Jump? Another one for the R jar.
How are you going to do that? Play audio of your baby and then I'm supposed to not awe
at
it.
Look at it in a coldly logical way.
Okay.
As in, that kid has not even seen the movie. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Okay,
and sure,
it.
Spider-Man jumps, but that's not a real review.
Is that even what he was saying?
Yes, that's what he's saying.
Baby jump.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Ellen, who's the speech pathologist now?
Right.